bringing you Grassroots Matters interviews with our host, Sally, from Grassland Nutrition, and special guests and collaborators on the topic of nutrition and more. All right, let's dive headfirst into this episode.
Join us as we explore Becky's incredible journey to improved health through intuition and natural healing. From her transformation to becoming a leading holistic wellness coach, Becky's story is truly inspirational. Dive in.
Without further ado then, can you tell us about how you emphasize your own health, Becky, please?
So the way that I guess backtracking a little bit in regards of my health, right? I wasn't always like this. I was sick. I was heavier weight. Even just, you know, throughout my 20s, I would even, you know, probably go back in high school. I wasn't the healthiest, right? I was standard American diet. I was skinny, which we all think of that as healthy. But then as I got into my 20s, my health started to decline and I was pre-diabetic. I had thyroid issues, autoimmune Hashimoto's. And my dad was a very brittle diabetic. So I had the Hashimoto's going against me. I did have a high A1C. And then I ended up with precancerous cells, or I should say cancerous cells, and ended up having a full hysterectomy in my late 20s. That really started a lot of a cascade of health issues. And still, I was under the standard American diet, right? The next big fad, you know, not really looking at what is my health as a whole, but what can I do that is going to make me skinny, right? Weight Watchers, calorie in, calorie out, slim fast, da-da-da-da, you know, chasing that next big fad. Weighing well over 200 pounds at this point. Like I said, I was pre-diabetic. My A1C was high. I knew I had to do something because I was already in my late 20s and on 7 pharmaceutical medications. Mm-hmm. I had to do something. I had to take my health back and get off of the bronchodilators, get off of, you know, the SSRIs for depression. And that's when I came into more of the animal-based keto world and the whole food side of things. I did go strictly carnivore, and that's when I met Grasslands Nutrition and bringing them into the realm of the high fat side, because doing a high fat version of carnivore isn't always easy when you're traveling. Yeah. You know, doing the nose to tail, having that option of on the go. I did very well with Dr. Sean Baker and doing the carnivore until it didn't work. And that's when I was consuming a lot of protein. You know, I was sitting down, I'm in the middle of Nebraska, for those of your followers that don't know, I'm in the middle of Nebraska, in the United States, and cattle country. So I was having a big steak just at a meal, you know, 2-3 times a day. I was still gaining weight, my glucose was going up, things weren't reversing. And so it wasn't until I shifted that, got a continuous glucose monitor, and realized, hey, my blood sugars are going up. What if I reverse these macros and do a high fat, moderate protein aspect? And when I did that, like I said, things started to get better. I started to feel better. I had more energy. The A1C reversed from 6.0 and ultimately down to 4.8 the last time I had it checked. But doing that high fat, like I said, on the go, I have kids. I have, you know, 3 biological and a stepson. So being on the go with them is hard. We were at wrestling meets. Well, how do you take butter, you know, and not have it melt? How do you take certain things? It was hard. And so I'm like, what other options can I do to take fat with me? And that's when I come upon the freeze-dried aspect. Mm-hmm. Freeze dryers are expensive, you know? So it's like, let's cut out, you know, the aspect of doing it myself. What companies are out there? And like I said, that's when I fell upon Grasslands Nutrition with the freeze-dried suet and implementing it into my snack, what I call a snack mix. I'll take the organs and mix them with the freeze-dried suet. And like I said, ultimately, I am off the pharmaceutical medications. My glucose is better. I don't deal with asthma. But again, it stopped working, right? I got to this sedentary point. And that's when I went beyond the nutrition and started, you know, looking at the circadian, and I got certified in circadian biology, and I started looking at the grounding, you know, the crazy person with two heads that'll be outside barefoot in a tank top, doing the grounding in the middle of wintertime when it's, you know, 30 degrees or, you know, below 10 degrees Celsius. And people look at me like, you're doing what? But ultimately, it all did end up and lead into where I am at this day and being able to release that weight, get off pharmaceuticals, and really have a life of thriving and passion. So,
oh, that's really awesome. And I'm really glad that you found us. Can you tell us a little bit more about your daily habits? You've spoken and I've seen, so I've come across obviously the circadian biology, and we also practice that here. It's all part and parcel of what we do and the products that we create as well. But could you give me just a little bit of a lead in on your kind of typical day? You know, your habitual habits, yeah, that keep you thriving.
So it does end up, and when we look at the circadian side of things, Everything has a polar opposite. So light, dark, hot, cold, right? And when I look at my day, it's not stimulating like under the light that I am currently, but granted, you can see out my window that it is daytime here. So not being under this junk lighting, if you will, at inappropriate times because of our hormones. And a lot of our hormones are circadian hormones. And so when we're shifting, especially the cortisol and the melatonin at inappropriate times of the day, such as getting up and looking at your cell phone, you know, scrolling social media or checking emails or anything along those lines, when we end up and do it at inappropriate times, it does overstimulate the cortisol. And then it creates issues for the body. So what I do is I get up, I'm in red light, natural light, first thing in the eyes. So I am in red light throughout the morning until the sun rises. And then I'm outside, I'm seeing that sunlight with the naked eye. I'm putting my feet to the ground, no matter what the season is. Those are my non-negotiables. Seeing natural light, getting the morning grounding aspect, because the magnetic field of the earth shifts depending on the timing of the day, but also on the seasons. So getting that consistently, and that is part of it, is being consistent with this. But then as I transition through the day, then being able to respect it again, get light breaks, get out there, because that helps the sleep. So many people don't realize that seeing sunrise in the morning is going to help your sleep at night. But it stores that red light in the pituitary gland, and it helps to build that melatonin naturally. So that when we see the sunset, then in the evening time, there's four key times, the sunrise, UVA, UVB, and then sunset. But when we see the sunset in the evening time, that ends up and tells our body, okay, it's time to gradually increase this melatonin, decrease the cortisol, because the day is winding down and it's time for sleep. Now, yes, there are things that I will do throughout the day. Like I said, the cold exposure, exposing to temps at the appropriate time for the core body temperature, eating with sunrise, the timing that we end up when we have our meal, because our organs are also on a circadian rhythm. So they need that proper signaling, not just the sex hormones of the body, if you will. So having this proper shift, because also, everything kind of stems off cholesterol and pregnenolone alone, but whether it's the sex hormones or whether it's cortisol, but when we end up and we shift things into this stressed out cortisol state, it takes away from sex hormones. So someone like myself that had that hysterectomy, don't have those reproductive organs, when we're stimulating the cortisol in too much and in that fight and flight, it does take away from those sex hormones, which is what happens in menopausal. Or in someone like myself that had the hysterectomy, the adrenals take over and help to produce those sex hormones. And when we're too far shifted, you know, one way or the other. And so really being consistent on this aspect is what helps. And then I kind of go throughout my day. I stop eating well before sunset, because when we're eating after sunset, that again ramps up the insulin, it ramps up that cortisol, so it misaligns that melatonin production. Not having junk light. So I'll wear my blue blockers after sunset. I'll be in red light typically up here in my office in the evening times when I'm coaching and, you know, on my BNC meetings and that type of stuff. It all does play a role in the emotional aspect as well.
And so I guess all of those triggers, those experiences that you had with your own health and then finding the circadian biology and then becoming certified in that. And you clearly have an awful lot of experience there, which is amazing. And you fed that into what you now do with BNC. So your Beyond Nutrition community and your coaching that I believe you do as part of a community with others as well. Can you tell me a little bit more about how you set that up and you know, how kind of viewers can find out more about what you do and the services that you offer within that?
Yeah, so I do have the Beyond Nutrition community where we have several meetings per week. We actually have like 10 meetings per week that we end up inside that community. And the reason why it is Beyond Nutrition is we go into mental health and addiction. I have 5 coaches plus myself in that community. So we touch on the mental health and addiction. We touch on the brain body and how the body ends up and holds past traumas and being able to work through those. We end up and have breath work because breath work and getting our body into that parasympathetic state is so important. Many people don't do meditation and breath work as a modality to help their health either, or they don't do it properly. They just know kind of the basics. And then I do have a nutrition meeting. So that's where we'll talk about like fat fasting or the macros. Some people, depending on their metabolic health, can add certain whole food carbs in there and do perfectly fine. So we do have a nutrition meeting, but then, like I said, I have the aromatherapy meeting. So you can see, you know, over my shoulder is doTERRA stuff. I teach how to use aromatherapy with essential oils to support our health because it gets down on that molecular level, just like the circadian biology ends up and teaches us with the light aspect. So we do have those various meetings. You can find that at bnccommunity.com. We keep it very affordable. That is my thing. I'm not going to end up and be one of these communities that is going to just be after chasing a buck. I'm after chasing health for people. And so if that can end up and be affordable, then people are going to end up and be able to, you know, hit more people, get more people healthy, get more people reversing their health, and ultimately being the little warriors that we can be. Now, on the other aspect, in regards to my coaching, that can be found at Becky Niles Coaching Becky, N-I-L-E-S, coaching.com. I do one-on-one coaching. I have monthly coaching clients where I work with them one-on-one in depth on these different aspects. And we go through setting goals. We go through all these other areas that I've spoke to. Beyond that, yes, I do end up and work with Ben Azadi in the Keto Camp Academy. We work more in specific for those of your followers that don't know who Ben Azadi is. He is a 4-time best-selling author in regards to the Keto Flex and as well as keto books. So I work as a coach and client specialist over there, bringing my realm into also the keto world as far as the circadian and everything else. In regards to sleep, in regards to intuitive eating, knowing how to recognize enough, be more in tune with these proper signals of the body, eating fat and thriving, which is where, you know, we talk about eating higher fat and how to adjust those based on symptoms. I am certified through the QBC, the Quantum Biology Collective, as a circadian practitioner over there. And then also Sarah Kleiner Wellness, I am a coach for her. So I am in multiple spaces as far as what I teach, what I work on in regards to health and wellness.
And in terms of your health, Marcus, is there anything that you're still kind of focusing on there? Or have you come through your health journey entirely based from, you know, where you were, which was really challenging back in your late 20s?
It's always a constant health aspect, right? We never just get to sit back and not focus on health. So it is a constant aspect of focusing on that health, continuing to be consistent, continuing to work on it, making sure that we're, you know, stress management is a priority, sleep is a priority, all of those areas that we focus on and it being a market of priority.
Yeah. So consistency for you is really important. And that's obviously part of your community, what you coach all the time. It's a way of life in order to kind of thrive, right?
Yeah. It is. It's making it that lifestyle, right? It's not just something I'm going to end up and do temporarily. It's something that you have to make a non-negotiable lifestyle and be able to structure it, because we're not just looking at, you know, what can I do in the next 30 days, 60, 90 days? It's what habits can I put in place that is going to be a sustainable practice and being able to work on it for a lifetime.
Mm. And so with your own eating habits now, I'm just curious here, really, are you more keto, are you more carnivore, are you eating twice a day? You mentioned the circadian biology aspect of things and how you eat with the sunrise and you eat before sunset, like a number of hours before you go to sleep. Can you tell me a little bit more about your kind of typical day for you know, consuming foods?
So there are days where I'll eat two times a day. There's days I'll eat three times a day. It just ends up and it varies kind of what my day looks like, right? If I won't let the lifestyle aspect of not eating with my family. So there's times where we may end up and eat, you know, that third meal in the day. And there's times where I've ate enough throughout the day that I'm very satiated. I know I've had enough. And so I end up and I just do the two. Now, as far as what I eat, that transitions. And I'm working on a program right now called Lunar Bites, where we go with the seasons. As you know, when we're in wintertime, it's going to end up and look different than summertime, right? The foods that are available, the seasonal eating, but also breaking that down into like a monthly aspect on the lunar. So the difference in how we eat around a new moon, a full moon, the waxing and the waning moons, and how that kind of transitions, because the body likes variation. So, and we can always end up and go into that, you know, again, a little bit further once I have that program up and going, but it is really transitioning with the seasons that we need to look at. So in the wintertime, I'm going to end up being more carnivore or carnivore and fermented foods, because mm-hmm. that's what would be more ancestral, right? When our ancestors would put foods up, it was, you know, dried, dehydrated, fermented, some form of storage versus, you know, a banana in the middle of winter time when it's not growing. So that's kind of how I end up and I do it now, is more on the seasonal aspect, transitioning with the seasons, moving into, you know, fall for us. I did more of even like the root vegetables. So it was more of a, if you want a label to it, it was more of like a paleo aspect versus a keto because of those root vegetables. And then transitioning into end of December, January, February, when we're full on wintertime for us. I know it's different seasons over there, but it's winter for us during those months. I'll be more of the predominant animal base, start reintroducing in springtime, about March, April timeframe.
Right. And really, I guess, in addition to those kind of lunar bites, that sounds really exciting. What else do you have coming up for the BNC community? Is there kind of any kind of shift with new focus, or, you know, what are the key kind of goals there for you?
We do challenges over there, really focusing on the areas of health, taking them through that. We'll be doing another Fat Fast Masterclass. That went over really well with the community last time, and incorporating that, because I have a four-tier approach. So it's not just, you know, eat fat and be done, right? I go through, I lead it. It dates clear back even before Atkins in 70 as far as a method. And I educate on that aspect. So we'll be doing that. We have several other challenges also in the works from some of the other coaches that are putting in there. But we're always constantly, you know, focused on health, focused on making it that sustainable lifestyle.
Wonderful. Do you have any questions for me? Or anything you wanted to cover off, maybe products or otherwise?
I know there are several products that I have specifically used. Like I said, the organ complex, I call it complex, because I take your kidney, your heart, and the liver. I mix it in the snack mix in my little jar. And so I call it my snack mix. Then I throw in a little bit of the freeze dried. But one of the other products of yours that I did want to mention that I used was the bulk kelp. Because of its high source of iodine. And so as the thyroid aspect, doing more of like muscle testing. So it wasn't something that I used routinely, but if my body felt like I needed it, I put it in there. So those are my three, you know, primary products, or I should say, three, four, five primary products. If I break down the organs, but organ bundle, and then the fat, and then the kelp is what I put in there as far as products.
Yeah, that's really cool. We've kind of shifted a little bit with our suet. It's become a little bit more of a kind of crumble. And so we've had a big run of sales on our suet because people clearly are becoming more kind of aware of the products and understand the health benefits a little bit more. We've had to bring on quite a lot more volume, which is really exciting. I think the suet really was one of the last products that we brought to market. So I'm really glad that you've spoken to that. And we've got a new range coming out in the next couple of weeks. So I'm really excited about being able to start promoting that shortly. So
yes, Sam, I'm excited for that new product line to come out. And I'm excited to end up and try the new suet. That'll be exciting. I'm almost out of my suet. So mm-hmm. I think I'm down to like the last quarter of a bag of the suet. But
no, we can't have that. Everything's being applied to the shelves at the moment, so it's that constant making sure that there's enough in production to supply. And of course, you know, you'll do your 3-month forecasting, but when people suddenly, you know, kind of get the message, it's like a slow filter through, and then all of a sudden you're backtracking. It was a bit of backtracking recently, but it's good. We're plentiful almost. Yeah, and hopefully that will continue. Kel and Inga, our co-founders, are constantly looking at ways that we can help kind of bridge the gap in kind of modern health deficiencies, just using whole food products and nothing else. And also, you know, just making it accessible for people. We produce the capsules, but it's only that, it's for that first step for people that really aren't sure about maybe the taste or how to take. They're at the beginning of their journey, Becky, right? And then the powders can be incorporated into the food. And then the snacks, like you say, you make up your own snack mix. And I do something really quite similar as well. And I use the chunks for rehydrating into things like eggs. Or last night we had some duck, and we used the duck fat, and we used the snacks and the kelp, just almost like as a side. I guess it was a little indulgent to have that much volume, but I think really you can't go wrong with whole foods. You can't take too many of them. We use them every day. We have that privilege, which is awesome. But I know for us, it's an everyday. We eat the meat, we eat the fat, and we have the organ meat as well. It's great that you also do that, and that's shared in your community with the coaching that you're doing, which sounds extraordinary and interesting and supportive in that kind of 360 degree view. Fantastic. How many clients are you coaching at the moment?
It does really end up and vary on the month, but I have roughly about 10 consistent that I am working with one-on-one. And then we have several within inside the community where we do the group coaching aspect of a meeting, right? It's not just all us educating them, but towards the end of the meeting, we open it up for Q&A. We do group coaching on that aspect. So
yeah, great. And you're working with some really key people within the industry as well. I've only recently come across Sarah Kleiner, and I'm listening to her advocate as well. So wonderful.
Yeah, I always say when you love what you do, it's not really work. So being able to, you know, work in all these areas and have the passion for making it a lifestyle change, because a lot of people, like I said, are on, you know, the Western or standard American diet, and they're so quote malnourished. That's why also I will utilize the product, because they are so nutrient dense. So to get those nutrients back into the people, and then they're maybe able to, you know, look at, okay, I don't have to eat it, you know, consistently. I could do more of the muscle testing if my body tells me I need it, then increasing it. But yeah, though that realm of incorporation, I guess.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks so much for spending time with me. It's been awesome to meet you finally, because we chat over email, over Instagram, and, you know, I follow what you're doing in part. So I'm getting these sneak peeks all the time, and I'm thinking, oh, you're doing this as well. And as I'm gradually coming across these things. So thank you, Becky. It's been awesome.
Wants to see that sneak peek into my day, they can always reach out to me on Instagram. I am Becky Niles. I try to post, you know, my day over there as far as what I do. But yeah, that's otherwise you can find me, like I said, in the community or even reach out for coaching.
Great. Well, I'll pop all of your details and all of your profile handles, whatever, in the show notes anyway, so people can reach out to you directly and find out a little bit more about you, about what you do. So thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day. And I might just pop my head back down.
I was just saying thank you for the generous opportunity to be on your channel here and share what I do. I know it's time zone difference. It was a little bit hectic for you, but I appreciate you.
Oh, no worries at all. We're going into Sunday. So, you know, the one sacred day. So it's absolutely fine, and it's a privilege. So thank you. I really want to bring the stories that individuals have to light in the community. And that's what I really felt was going to be important. We have so many really fascinating people within the community that have got such incredible different stories that will really help others out there as well. So to bring those to light is a real treasure. So thank you for helping to be part of that. All right.
Absolutely. If you want to dive deeper, feel free to reach out at maybe a more convenient time for you.
No worries at all. Will do. Awesome. Thank you, Becky.
Sally.
All right. Yep. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Since 2021, Becky has integrated Grassland Nutrition products into her holistic approach, and we're really thrilled to be part of each other's journey. Together, we strive for a balanced life that harmonizes mind and body vitality. Thank you for listening today.
Thank you for tuning in to the Grassroots Matters podcast. If you've enjoyed what you've heard today, please feel free to rate, subscribe, or leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. Once again, thanks for joining us, and we hope you'll come back again for the next episode.